Mexico was a very large city, built in the water, like Venice, and governed by a great prince called Montezuma, who was king of many neighboring lands and ruled over the whole of New Spain, which is a country twice the size of our own. The words of Bernal Diaz in his book The Conquest of New Spain. Hello and welcome to the Western Traditions Podcast. My name is Rob Paxton, and this is the first episode of the 10th series of my podcast, dedicated to the history and cultures of the native peoples of the American continents. Years ago, I began plotting out the course and substance of the history curriculum that would one day become this podcast. Naturally, because I don't have infinite time or space available, when composing something like this, you have to make decisions about what to include and what not to include. And also, you have to decide where and when to discuss what you're going to keep in the curriculum. One of the toughest decisions I had to make regarded the peoples of North and South America. I had laid out a more or less chronological plot for this story of Western civilization. The focus moved geographically from the ancient Near East into Europe and eventually crossing the Atlantic to the United States. The plan was to follow the rise and fall of empires and cultures, to track the transition from paganism to Christianity, and to explore the growth of knowledge in the West. However, there was just one very major problem with this plan. There were, already in the Americas, thousands of different cultures, an unknown number of civilizations and empires, vast geography, multiple religions, completely distinct from those practiced in Europe, and so on. I considered possible ways to integrate these two stories. After all, the native peoples of the Americas are the real Westerners. From this perspective, they should have a prominent place in the narrative. Technically, most of Europe is in the Eastern Hemisphere, after all, so I considered ways to include Native American historical and cultural episodes in each series. The real Western traditions, after all, are those of the Native Americans. But the stories, those of the American Indians and the Europeans, are just so different. They didn't fit together. Telling the simultaneous chronological story of cultures on both sides of the Atlantic would have been incongruous, to say the least. I thought then of inserting a series of episodes, maybe after the series on the Middle Ages, which would tell the story of the Native Americans up till 1492, just sort of catch up with everything that way. And then I could continue on from there, telling the story of how the two mega cultures, that of the Europeans and that of the Native Americans, came into contact and conflict after Columbus landed on the island of Hispaniola. This was an attractive idea. Ultimately, though, I thought the whole thing simply did a disservice to Native culture, and to European culture, really. They are simply two different stories that only become intermingled in comparatively recent years, and that intermingling is not really substantial, in the sense that I don't think that natives would really think this. I don't think that they would see their story becoming part of the story of Western civilization. Furthermore, as you will see in the episodes on origins, we already know that Columbus was not the first European to interact with Native Americans, and there are increasing signs that contact between the two hemispheres may be much more complicated and much more ancient than we have previously thought. Anyway, I think that telling the story this way, trying to integrate the two tales into one cohesive narrative, would really be more like me arrogating possession of the native story and forcing it to fit into a design that the natives never wanted to be a part of to begin with. And in some respects, their story just isn't mine to tell in the same way that European history is. I am the descendant of Europeans in all their history. My ancestors took part in many of the historical events that I relate in those first 8 series in my podcast. Now, yes, my children are all of Native descent, actually, since their mother is a Mayan Indian, but my family is not in any way culturally Native. The kids are pretty generic Americans in that sense, with their iPhones, their social media addictions, and so on. No, if I were to try to tell the story of ancient America, then I would have to do so as an outsider, as a student, not as someone close to the story in the way that I am close to the story of Christianity, close to the political developments of Europe, close to the cultural habits and beliefs of thousands of years in the West. I have inherited all those things from Charlemagne and Shakespeare and others. From the Americas, I have inherited my children, but nothing of the culture, the history, or the struggle. So, with all this in mind, I decided that the best way to resolve this issue was to create a separate series specifically about the history and culture of the Americas. There are episodes about Native cultures in the Standard 8 series after the Age of Exploration begins, but they're not comprehensive. I have left the deeper matters of Native culture and history for this 10th series. Now, before we continue, I encourage you to visit the website, western-traditions.org, and check out the pages for this series, series number 10, about the Americas. You can also purchase merchandise on the shopping page, or if you are so inclined, you can also contribute directly to the podcast through PayPal or the Patreon options. This 10th series of episodes will cover a lot more ground than the average series in my podcast. Consider the other series, such as, let's say, the Greek series. It covers one specific culture over the course of maybe 1,000 years. Or look at the early modern series, which covers several European cultures, yes, but only over the course of less than 300 years. This 10th series is going to discuss hundreds of cultures, potentially, over the course of tens of thousands of years. So there's a lot of ground to cover. We will begin, as we always do with our series, with the origins. Where did the Native Americans come from? When did they get here? You may already have an idea in your head about this matter, an idea which was placed there thoughtlessly by schoolteachers and textbooks. But there are actually many theories about the origins of the Native peoples of the Americas, and I'm not going to ignore, as most scholars seem to do, that the Natives' own stories about their origins. You may or may not be surprised to hear that crossing the Bering Strait 12,000 years ago is not part of any Native recounting of their origins. Many, in fact, believe that they originated here. Europeans may think that they come from out of Africa, but Americans think that they came from America. There will also be a great deal of material about more familiar topics: the rise of civilizations in the Americas, the growth of agriculture, domestication, the development of Stone Age tools, and the various encounters with the Europeans and their American descendants north and south. I won't pretend that this is going to be an authentic insider story of Native culture. I used that quote at the beginning of this podcast quite pointedly. I originally considered various Native quotes and statements as candidates for the opening, but ultimately I decided that it was better not to put on a disguise, not to try to portray this series as an insider story, as a witnessing to 10,000 years of human challenges in North and South America. I used instead the quote from Bernal Diaz, because he is a conqueror, a Spaniard that accompanied Hernan Cortes in his conquest of Mexico and Central America in the 16th century, a man who ultimately ended up as a governor of sorts in Guatemala. I used the quote of a conqueror because really, for better or worse, I am the son of conquerors. One of my children might perhaps have the right to portray themselves differently in this story, but I do not. This 10th series, then, will be presented as a study made by an outsider, as a descendant of those men and women who wiped out the cultures now under my historical microscope. I will do my best to present things through the eyes of the Native when I can, but in the end, this series will not possess the same romance of the first 8 series. I am telling here a story that is not my own, so ahead of time, I ask you to forgive the dryness of the approach at times. This is a scholarly approach to Native American history and nothing more. The contents of this series may or may not be used with the original 8 series as a part of a curriculum, or it can be a mine for information for research projects associated with that curriculum, as can the other additional series that come after number 8. The next episode in this series will begin investigation into the topic of Native American origins. Until then, I thank you for listening to the Western Traditions Podcast.